Hi and welcome to this NASCAR podcast. This is the podcast for week 36. I'm Oscar, your host, and we're going into playoffs in the Cup Series. And that will be exciting, but let's start by looking at the last race on the Daytona International Speedway that was last weekend. And we're just going to statistics and some interesting things. First stage was won by Joe Logano. Second stage was also won by Joe Logano, but the race was won by William Byron. And that's actually how he's in the playoff, just because of that win right now. Because if I'm not mistaken, that was his first win maybe ever in the Cup Series. At least in the season it was, I think. And he got the playoffs because of that. That was grasping that playoff place. Like, wow. Like, what a thing to do. Like, really grasping it. Last chance he has to grasp it. He took. And that is always exciting to see, because, like, securing that in the last possible moment. Yeah, that's a big thing to do. But he won that race, and the seven-time champion Jimmy Johnson didn't go through. I thought he would, but nope, not this time. So, the guys that are in the playoffs of this race is Kevin Harvick, Denny Hamlin, Brad Keselowski, Joe Logano, Chase Elliott, Martin Truex Jr., Ryan Blaney, Alex Bowman, William Byron, Austin Dillon, Cole Custer, Eric Almirola, Clint Bowyer, Kyle Busch, Kurt Busch, and Matt DiBenedetto. And yeah, like, if we really, the exciting thing is the upcoming race, right? So I'm not going to deep dive into the last one, even if it was an interesting race with a few big one crashes, but still, let's focus on the playoffs here. And if we first start by the upcoming race and talk about that, that's the race on Darlington. Is the Cookout Southern 500 or just Southern 500 for being short name? The Darlington Raceway is 1.366 miles long, or 2.19 kilometers long, and some 500 mile race that requires 367 laps to finish. And if we look at it stage wise, or at least previously, stage 1 and 2 was 100 laps each, and final stage was 167 laps each. And this track is a little bit funny in a way, because it's an oval. But if you know what I mean, turn 1 and 2 is way bigger than turn 3 and 4. Because there's, when they were building this, it was a little bit, I think it was a fishing pole, or whatever you say in English, a little bit fishing like at least, that was in one end of it. And yeah, they didn't want to demolish that. So they had to build the circuit in this kind of way, and yeah, it's a unique thing. You check the layouts, you should see that. And it's really interesting. The most winningest driver in NASCAR here, or if you check Southern 500, is Jeff Gordon. But if you check the Darlington track, the most wins is David Pearson. None of them are still driving. But anyway, let's actually check the one who has the most wins of current drivers on the Southern 500. And that is as much as, holy, that's Jimmy Johnson or Denny Hamlin. They have two each. That's current drivers. But that's only for the Southern 500. And The racetrack is, of course, in Darlington. It's on Darlington Raceway in Darlington, South Carolina. And the first race with this name was held in 1950. And the track was actually built. Let's check, show it. When the track was new. That was 1950 also, so they were really early with NASCAR here on this special track. And yeah, is it a really exciting track? It's always interesting things happening here. And if you check the banking, we have a 25 degrees banking on turn 1 and 2, and 23% degrees banking. Sorry if I said percent, degrees. 23 degrees on turn 3 and 4, with 3 degrees banking in the front stretch and 2 degrees on the back stretch. So, due to COVID-19 outbreak, Cupster has already raced at Darlington 2 times this year. Yeah, we are going back to a familiar track. And this race is on Sunday. I'm recording this on the 5th of September. The race is on the 6th. And the race is going to be at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's NBC SN that is the broadcaster. Yeah. If we check this out, I'm actually going to talk about the round of 16 that we are going into now totally before I tell you who I think we're going to win. Because next weekend we're going to Richmond and then we're going to Bristol. So we have 3 races for the round of 16. We're going to eliminate 4 drivers. Of those I actually counted up earlier. And then we're going to run off 12, and so on. We're going to eliminate 4 drivers every third race. And if we talk about, I promised to talk about the drivers, how I thought they had performed and everything. Yeah, let's start with the ones that has been a positive surprise here. Let's start with a positive. Kevin Harvick, in my opinion, with Denny Hamlin actually has been outstanding this year. Harvick has won 7 times, Hamlin 6, and top 5s for Harvick has been 17 times and Hamlin 15. Those has been really outstanding drivers that has not been outstanding but still good, in my opinion. Brad Keselowski has been up and down, but he has been good. Yoel Gunn has been good. Chase Elliott has been good. But all of them has been up and down. But Kevin Harvick and Hamlin, they have been amazing most of the year. So those are really good ones. And Cole Custer also. If he doesn't get Rookie of the Year, I'm surprised that that's a future star guy, because he has been good. Even if he has only got 1 win, he has been good for a rookie. And I would say he's not in the playoffs, but Tyler Reddick has been good also. And Martin Truex Jr. has been up and down, in my opinion. I'm a bit worried for him. That makes me move on to Ryan Blaney. Then I don't know if I should say if he's good or bad in this way. He has 1 win, but still he has been, decent, should I say. Ex-Bowman, also in the decent category, in my opinion. William Byron, also there. Austin Dillon, also there, in my opinion. Eric Amarillo, decent. Clint Boyer, also a decent driver. Kurt Busch, also a decent driver. Matt Benedetto, also decent. Now comes, I have gone through the whole playoff grid. That was a fast playthrough. I will do a little bit longer on some of them later on. But now we're coming, I think you noticed that I missed a guy. He's coming in the bad category. Kyle Busch. Ouch. He has been good lately, kind of up and down, but it's been better, but wow. Current champion, 0 wins. Only making it to 14th spot if you count the playoff thing here. And he has just 3 playoff points to play with extra. Like Harvick, everybody starts on 2000 and then they get points for wins and they get points for stages. Wow, 3 extra points, come on. It's the current champion. And if you compare that to Harvick, 57 extra points, come on. Like, that's a big difference. Harvick could actually survive the first round without getting a point. If this goes well for him. That's a possibility. Like, ouch. Like, the only drivers that has less extra points than Kyle Busch is Kurt Busch and Matt Benedetto. All of them above there has extra points, and he's actually one of only 5 drivers in the playoffs that doesn't have a win. Also rough. Another guy, I'm not going to pick on him too much here. I think Jimmy Johnson's season has been disappointing. In my opinion, at least. This is his last season, I think it really is. Some people have speculated that he should come back, and yeah, that has been going back and forward because they're thinking that he deserves better than ending with a Corona season or a COVID-19 season. Like, almost no fans have been able to be on track. It has been like shadowed by the epidemic and everything. And yeah, it really has in one way, but still. Like, I would like to see him one last time. He actually finished 6th, 17th. This is, ouch, that hurt. He just missed it. If he hadn't crashed in the last race, and it wouldn't have been won by Byron Air, he would have been in the playoffs. I think that got hurt because he was hoping to get in there even in his last season. In my opinion, that's a big disappointment. I don't know how disappointing his driving has been, but I'm disappointed in that. Let's put it that way. Another one, season-wise, that we can't say point-wise, is Kyle Larson's slip-up. I would say that. Don't judge me. I think it's totally bad what he said. I've never said like that. But he doesn't strike me as a guy that normally says like that. That's my take on this. I actually totally calm down what he said, but that's another story. Still, what a slip up. My God, that's like media suicide. Wow. And another guy that I'm actually putting in a good category, I forgot him. Ryan Newman's comeback after the crash on Daytona in the beginning of the start of season. He hasn't won anything or anything like that, but it's like, still, to come back after that, it's that strong. He was back pretty, like, that's a good thing. Another guy I want to give praise to is Bubba Wallace, not too much here. I'm not going into controversial territory, but yeah, he has had a lot on his shoulders, and what a work he has done with it. Everybody could actually agree on that he has done a lot. Then, depending on what you think about it, you think it's bad or good or anything like that, that's in a whole different territory. We're not going into that debate. We can all agree that he has gotten a lot done. That's what we can agree on. And that's always interesting. Okay, it's all always nice with a guy like that in one way, depending on what you think about his opinions and what he stands for. Like I said, we're not taking that debate here. And then we move on to the big thing here. We are eliminating 4 of these guys, 4 out of 16, after these 3 races. And I'm going to do the suicide job to predict what for, before we're even there. And I have chosen not to make this too simple for me, but sorry, some of the guys. I know that your fan base might be irritated by this. Might be a coward to choose this, but I'm eliminating Matt Benedetto of the round of 16. He's going out. Sorry, guy. You have 0 wins, 2 top 5s, 7 top 10s. Only one DNF, at least. 57 lead lap. Okay, that's pretty decent, but still. 0 stage wins. He's the only guy starting on 2,000 points even. But that's not all of it. I just don't think he can do this. Like, he is here on a like luck. He's a good driver. He's not bad in any way, but still, I don't think he's good enough. Another guy that I think will be eliminated is, sadly, Austin Dillon. I just have a feeling about it. He has one win. Okay, I'm giving him that. He has led 18 laps. He has 2 top 5s, 7 top 10s, 3 DNFs. I'm still eliminating him. That's a guy also that I think will leave in the round of 16. Now to maybe a little bit more even worse here. I'm also eliminating the number 88, Alex Bowman. He has 1 win, 3 top 5s, and 8 top 10s still. He has 7 extra points, so it's on 2,007 points. Eliminating him too. So that's 3 drivers I have eliminated. And wow, this, like, I don't know. Darlington is a risky thing. Bristol also, and Richmond. Oh, like the last guy, this would be so hard. This is so up to day shape or who will crash or anything. But yeah, it's a lot of people that is actually in the area of 2,005 or 2,000 points. We have a lot of them down here. From 10 to 16, there's 5 points. 5 points that are going into this with. And yeah, people will so hate me for this. In my opinion, yeah, I think people will like so hate me, or they will love me for this. But I'm going with a shocker. Kyle Busch goes out of the playoffs in the round of 16. And that's, yeah, like, he's not personally my favorite driver, but I don't hate him in any way. Like, I don't want to get rid of him, but I just have a feeling that he will have some bad races here, or at least 2 bad races, and that won't be enough. And yeah, I know that some drivers could be qualified to be worse than him that has I'm letting through, but I have to go by what I think here and what I feel here. This could be complete craziness, but still. And after the run of 16, we have the run of 12, and then we go to Las Vegas, Talladega, and Charlotte. That will be some crazy stuff. Like, Talladega. Oh, sweet lord, we're gonna crash. The humanity, we're gonna crash there. Like, I could almost, I would guarantee a big one in Talladega. And that's gonna be a problem in the next round. Like, you don't want to be a part of that, because that could be the killer against you. But we're focusing on round of 16, and like I said, tomorrow, by the time of recording, the 6th of September, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, we're going to Cookout 7500 in Darlington, South Carolina. That's the race we're focusing on. And now, after predicting who goes through this playoff round, I know this is messy episode, let's predict a winner for this race in Darlington. And sweet lord, it's going to be a tricky one, because this is important. Last race was actually won by Eric Jones. on some of them, but still, like, sweet something. But let's be a shocker again in a moment. Let's not pick Kevin Harvick. We're not picking that guy. Sweet something, we're not picking any guy. And we're not even picking Denny Hamlin. Not picking one of them is kind of crazy. This, like, eliminating those two guys and just, okay, just by failing some kind of weird sense here, I'm actually going with Brad Keselowski. Like, I just feel it, like, he will have a win here in Darlington. Last time he won here, at least in this 7500, was, let's see, 2018. And yeah, that was not that long ago, but still. Funny, and yeah, that's my winner for this race. Yeah, it will be an interesting playoff as usual. Well, maybe I shouldn't say usual, but an interesting race. I love NASCAR, even if I live in Sweden, I can't go there and to USA and watch it. Not a lot of people can watch it now anyway on the spot, but still. But now we're going into playoffs. And I will actually be back next week with the facts about the last race. And we're gonna see some playoff positioning happening here. Because every damn race for some of these guys are way more important than for some of them. But still, like, Kevin Harvick and Denny Hamlin has some cushion here. Even Brad Keselowski, you know, has one. But still, like, that's good for them, but this will be hard fought. Wow. This will be blood, sweat, and tears. My winner is Brad Keselowski for this race. Enjoy the race tomorrow on Sunday the 6th. Enjoy the weekend, and I'll see you next week. And then there's Richmond. And I can't wait for that. I can't wait for this race either. But yeah, thank you for listening. I have fun recording it. I hope you had fun listening to it, because this is a blast. And like I said, see you next week. That's all from me for this time. Bye.